BFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
A top story is making headlines this hour. SAA selling planes totaling to 33 billion rand. The Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyago will today announce the repo rate cut.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Arsenal coach Mikel Arteta says the team is waiting for security decision for the team's training camp in Dubai. And finally, Williams appoint Israeli Nissani as their test driver. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Machola. Good afternoon. The South African Airways is selling a fleet of aircraft worth 33 billion rand, which are still in active service flying around the world. The struggling airline has listed a tender proposal requesting a bid for its planes, spare engines, and auxiliary power units to be sold. Potential buyers have until the 30th of January to submit bids for the Airbus fleet. Once SAA sells these airplanes, its fleet of active aircraft will be significantly reduced. The airline is one of several state entities, including state power company Eskom, struggling with debt after nearly a decade of mismanagement. Their woes are seen as the single greatest threat to Africa's most industrialized economy and have been largely responsible for bringing South Africa's credit rating to a brink of junk. The Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyago will deliver the Monetary Policy Committee's decision on its resolution whether to keep the repo rate the same or unchanged. Last year, the Reserve Bank kept the interest rate the same at 6.5%. However, the bank indicated that a repo cut was on the cards for 2020. And President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered the keynote address at the annual Basic Education Sector Lekgotla in Kempton Park this morning. Experts and key players in education gathered to address the challenges facing the district. Ramaphosa reiterated the need for government to propose numeracy and literacy skills, particularly in the foundation schooling phase. The president encouraged that learners should be able to read and write at an early age. He also applauded the education department for the historic 81.3% matric pass rate achievement, adding that it shows how much the education sector has improved. Recapping your top stories this hour, the Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyago will today announce the repo rate. Taking a look at your financial indicators, it's at 14 rand 38 cents to the US dollar, 18 rand 79 cents to the British pound, 16 rand 6 cents to the euro.